recording, and we'll let Corey open it up.
You know, the beauty of this game is that, you know, today is a new day. Yesterday we were coming off an extremely emotional win and felt like we were ready to go and go out and win the second game of the series, but it didn't happen. You know, I think there was a missed pop-up in the first inning, a little failure to communicate between our first baseman, second baseman, led to a run. Just some you know, different circumstances. Had us playing uphill baseball. You know, we didn't execute fundamentally in a couple of other areas. You know, we couldn't really string anything together. Their pitcher looked like he had a good night, but I'll bet with our hitters anytime that we can go out and attack good pitching. So, yeah, we got to flip the page, get after it tomorrow, and try to win the series. You know, I thought Bum today, he was okay in spurts, but there were just too many three ball counts in some situations where I think you know, he had some misfires to some hitters, hot zones, and you know, just could never really get anything going. Caleb, I thought, came out of the bullpen for the first time and threw the ball extremely well. So there were some positives. We're going to build on those. We're going to also, you know, attack the things that we didn't do well to make sure that we play a better game.
Zach Buchanan.
Corey, how is Cattell doing?
Yeah, Cattell is doing okay. He felt his leg cramping up as he was running down the line. So he was trying to put on the brakes and protected the best that he could. You know, we're not exactly sure the extent of what is happening there right now. He's going to continue to be evaluated for the rest of the night and through the night, and then on into tomorrow. So I'll have more of an update or a better feeling as to what the official diagnosis is in the coming day or so.
Tori, would you say that it's better than it looked?
I'm going to be optimistic and say yes, but let us get that evaluation done and you know, figure it out from there.
Cameron Cox.
Tori, you mentioned Madison was just okay tonight. At what point does okay become concerning to you guys?
Well, we know that he's working hard. He's got a process. He's got a plan, and he's prepared. And you know, this game can be unrewarding at times. And you know, I think just consistency with locating the baseball is very important for him and all of our pitchers. I think when he fine tunes that, you're going to see a better version than what you've seen so far this season. So hard to answer that question, Cam. I don't necessarily have a perfect answer because I'm still getting to know Bum. You know, there was limited starts last year because of the short season and his time spent on the DL. There's only two this year. So out of fairness to him, I still think that we're in a period of time where he's going to come out the other end and be everything that we need him to be.
Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Tori. The rotation as a whole outside of Widener seems to kind of have struggled here through the first time, at least the first time through. How do you view that?
How do I view that? Yeah, I view it the same way you guys do. And everybody that's watching us play, you know, I think you got to find consistency in your starting rotation that's going to go out there and give you, you know, a chance to win a ball game. And the games that that we've been in, the starting pitching has done that. Games that we have not been in, the starting pitching has been, you know, less than we expect. So, you know, there's identifiable things. Each night I sit before you guys and talk to you about different things for different guys, whether it be our offense, our defense, or our pitching. You know, we identify certain things, and these are identifiable moments. moments that we're going to go out and teach. That's all we can do.
Zach Cannon.
Torrey, I know you're hoping for the best with Cattell, but if you have to lose him even for a short period of time, you're already down Cole, Nick Ahmed, Zach Gallen, yeah. Two important relievers. I know some of these guys may not be maybe back soon, but just what does that do to your team to kind of lose so many guys in such a short period of time?
Yeah, right. The hits keep coming, but we budgeted for this, and we've talked about these things and good baseball teams and good have the depth to have the group that can fill in and hold down the fort and also can allow some guys to emerge. It's about adaptability. It's about being mentally tough and being prepared. And I think everybody that is getting the opportunity to step into new roles is we're, you know, kind of upgrading our roles for certain guys in certain situations. I'm excited by that. I'm excited by the chance that they're getting. And when we get those players back and we know who they are, we miss them, and they're working their butts off to get back to us, we're going to be that much better.
Torrey, who among the guys on the 26 man besides Tim do you feel comfortable with in center?
Yeah, we're going to talk that over right now. We're going to go probably to my office and have that conversation and you know, just throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks. So right now, it's a little too raw. I don't have a perfect answer for you.
Evan Thompson.
Torrey, quick info question here. What explanation did Bill give you for the balk call in the eighth inning?
I still don't know, to tell you the truth. Bill's a fantastic umpire. He's a great communicator. I didn't get a very satisfactory answer. And he asked if we could talk about it, you know, at some other time. And I'll follow up with him. I want to know exactly what he was thinking. You know, I guess Anthony Swarzak is considered a hybrid pitcher. He's got to declare if he's going to go into a windup or a stretch, and he did not do that. They overlapped a little bit too closely. And it's about deceiving the runner. And I know what the rule states, but I just was a little confused as to why he called it. But I'll give an explanation.
Jack Summers.
Torrey, can you speak at all to what happened with Chris Devinsky? And also, did anything that happened there have any impact on the clubhouse and team today? And, you know, because they kind of had a rough night. I don't know if that had any impact on them at all.
Think it had any impact on the clubhouse. These guys, you know, obviously with every circumstance and every twist and turn that takes place during the course of this baseball season and things can get emotional, these guys rally around one another and they go out and play the game at 6:40 every single night. They give everything they had. So I don't think it was a distraction. Chris was put on the restricted list for a personal issue, and I'm unable.
Torrey, was that the reason that the lineup was delayed? I didn't see a lineup until right before first pitch. What was the reasoning for that?
Correct. So we were finalizing our roster, and you know, I'm not sure exactly what the protocols are as far as who that lineup gets delivered to. And there's some timing issues to it. But we had to finalize the final roster of 26, and we were waiting for a player to get here and clear the COVID protocols for travel. And unfortunately, we didn't get that until probably 6:10-ish. And we knew that it was going to be cut very close, but we were doing all that we could, so that was the reason why.
Had you guys told the Rockies what the lineup was going to be?
We did, you know, out of fairness to every team that we're playing, preparation, we get the lineup to them as fast as we can. And we knew this was going to be dragging on a little bit for the reasons that I just explained. So we told them what our starting nine looked like, so they were able to get prepped.
Corey, did Chris Devinsky's, you know, without going into what his personal situation is, but did it pop up on you guys today, or had you guys been aware of something that might need to go get a pitcher.
Yeah, I'm unable to go into those details.
And I guess what I was going to ask, not related to that, just what do Eduardo and David need to do to get going at the plate, seeing as they're going to be very important if you're missing some of your other established hitters?
You said Eduardo and David?
Yes.
Yeah, I think just hunt the pitch you're looking for. Put your best swing on that pitch and expect good results. They are both proven hitters. They both had tremendous track records in this league, and they still have a ton of bat speed. So we have a lot of confidence in both players.
All right, guys, we'll have Madison in here shortly.
Thanks, Torrey.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Torrey.